This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Good morning, everybody. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thanks for listening. Beautiful day out there. We're going to be talking with Cindy Blackman Santana coming up at 8 o'clock. A friend of the show, and to find out what she's been doing during all this craziness that has been called 2020 to this point.
Hopefully it's been super fun for her, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, they certainly, you know, I'm sure they have really wonderful places to live, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll find out all about that. It'll be great. All right, right now, though, we're doing the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Yeah.
All right, here's what's happening. As far as, you know, we got really good news yesterday that the vaccine trial is going very well and is 90% effective, and maybe it won't even be that effective. But after reading about the effectiveness of these vaccines, that's apparently profoundly great.
Yeah,
like,
pretty good.
Really
numbers.
Great. That's why the stock market bounced. It's the news is really good. And yet we're not quite there yet. And so here we are looking at an announcement by Gavin Newsom saying that some counties will be moving back to a more restrictive tier this week. Apparently, we've seen an uptick. I don't even, you know, I read this stuff every day, and I know that we've got purple and red and orange and yellow, and I couldn't tell you what color my town currently is in. I think it's orange, but either way, the point being, this is, we've still got a few more months of this and it, before the vaccine's, you know, widely available or available at all, really. But widely is even, you know, probably longer than that. I keep hearing there's a real good chance next summer could be fun. I hope that's the case.
That would be, it's like a dream.
I hope that's the case. But anyway, just keep in mind as we're seeing the first signs of winter, that we're seeing also an uptick of COVID, and it's just another wave, and it's
right.
Frankly, it's I feel like I'm still doing what I've been doing. I'm just being careful. I'm wearing my mask. I'm not doing a lot of out of the house stuff. I mean, I go surf and then I go to the grocery store. The end.
That is life these days.
So,
well, not the surfing part. That's you, but you know, in the house. Only out for essentials. In the house, only out for essentials.
I've gotten good at this race car game on Xbox, and I've only had it for a couple days. But
that's
I'm
great.
Really good.
Oh, God, imagine by the end of the pandemic, you'll be earning all your money from that. You'll be one of those professional game player guys.
I don't know that I will. I actually think I'm going to come up with some operator injury here any minute from the pulling on the gas pedal. It's over here down low.
Yes, yeah.
And then the thumbing of this steering wheel, I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Well,
I think I'm gonna have an operator.
You get
injury.
Those hand brakes, hand braces that you can put on for your, you know, carpal tunnel thumb syndrome.
I say to myself throughout the race, little race I'm in, like, calm the hell down. It's a car race. Why are you And yet I am twisting that little thing. And that doesn't even, like, my kid goes,
doesn't help.
Oh, do you steer by moving that thing? I'm like, no, no, that's just it. Nope. It's the thumb. That's the thumb is steering. I don't know why I have to twist
that. Entire body to the left.
Oh, is that what I do? Is that how I do it?
Right. No,
no, but it feels like it helps. It's like tilting a machine, kid.
Anyway, so the news will be announced here very soon that some counties in California are going to be moving back to more restrictive tiers. Just be ready for that news. It's not happy news, but it's hopefully going to keep us all safe to the other side of the vaccine availability.
Let's hope so.
So a couple different things as we head into the holidays. First of all, many people have lost jobs, and that's a real thing. Like, okay, I've got to decide what I can afford as we head into Christmas. And a lot of people are going to be giving homemade gifts this year. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually fine. I think it's better than buying a $4, you know, key ring at some stand where you go, you just wasted $4, really. Nobody's going to use that. Like make anything, and it's better than that, right?
Right. Sure. I mean, you take a peach pit. You can whittle that down into a cute little face.
What?
No, you can. I've never heard of anybody doing that. You can.
You've
do
never
that?
Seen whittled peach pits?
No.
I'm sure. I hear the research department clicking and clacking over there. They're awesome. They look like little,
my God,
like Easter Island things.
So is this your new hobby?
No, no. I used to do that as a kid. Everyone with a pocket knife would do that.
What?
You just, you know,
you're so funny.
You'd eat your peach pit. Oh, look at the profile ones too. Like, yeah, you can carve a face into it, or you do it. I used to do them sideways so that the profile was on the sharp edge of the pit.
Hold your hands out. You got all five fingers.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
You'd
you
hold
didn't
it
lose anything?
No, you just
not even the
easy.
Tip.
It's not super hard, so you can just kind of along the edge, and they're fun. You'd have like little faces. I thought that was a total thing.
That's incredible.
You did that, and you got all your fingers. Good for you.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right.
I don't remember cutting myself doing it, but I'm sure it must have happened at some point, right?
85% of people who've made something in quarantine think it's good enough to give as a present and plan to. And that's good.
Well,
there's a bunch of homemade stuff floating around, and you're going to probably see some of it under the tree.
My family definitely will.
These
look at those
include,
peach pits. Those are very elaborate. Those are
skulls.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like that. I like skulls.
Yeah, those are cool.
The top items we've made include baked goods, artwork, photo albums, and things you knit, like sweaters and blankets.
Oh, I know some people who are getting some blankets for Christmas.
Remember our old IT department? Brad,
sure. Brad?
And Ron.
Yeah. Ron. Oh, and Ron.
Brad, I who's no longer with us, and I'm sad about it.
He doesn't work here. Day. He's still with us. He's...
Oh, he didn't die. No,
he no longer works for the station.
Right. No, but I follow him on Instagram, and he's creating. I didn't know he was such a great artist.
Yeah,
his paintings are really great.
Well, you should buy one off of him. Support him.
What?
Well, you can hang it in your house.
Why are you saying that on the air right now, Sarah?
You just said how great they were. He
I
loves
didn't
to
know
support
he was
artists.
Selling them. Yes, I would love to buy a painted cigarette box. Yes.
There you go.
I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
Sure.
For all your help.
Just
and here's what you can buy.
Try to be helpful. Okay.
While you're in the business of spending money, here's something you can spend some money on. Neiman Marcus has just released its 94th annual Christmas catalog, and it includes their annual list of incredible fantasy gifts.
Like helicopters and...
On the list. And by the way, when I saw... Because I'd love to have an Airstream, not this one.
Oh, my God. Me too.
But I think the idea of taking my girls camping and not laying in the dirt in the open is probably going to be a better move for us. Otherwise, Dad's going to have to pack a gun, and that's probably more dangerous than the bear that could get us. So anyway, I think the Airstream's going to be the play, but they're expensive.
Solidly expensive.
Like, I saw this story and looked them up again for the 20th time.
Even the little tiny ones are expensive.
$78K.
Yeah. For the little tag-along thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know which, I was like, oh, that's expensive. That's too much.
Those are real. And even used ones are sometimes even more. Like, people have customized them. Like, they're a thing. They're like the sort of the top tier, the one you want, right? But you can get a cheap trailer for, you know, a nice one-ish, you know, that style. You know how campers are. They're kind of cheesy. Yeah. But you can get a pretty good one for 15, 20 grand.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Well, the Neiman Marcus version of this Airstream trailer is, they call it yacht grade finishes for $255,000.
Ooh, how big is it?
It doesn't even say, but.
Oh, is that it right there?
Must be.
That is polished, a 27 footer. I don't know. That's beautiful.
Just a real, I think they're normally a little duller than that, aren't they? That thing looked chrome.
That looked really mirrored.
Yeah. Neiman Marcus also has $95,000 collection of custom-made hats, $145,000 custom board game room.
Oh.
$345,000 wellness program that includes a week at a resort and monthly video chats with experts to make sure you're sticking with the diet they created for you.
$345,000?
$345,000.
No thanks. Thank you, though. Thanks so much. No thanks.
Right.
But
that's
look,
the Neiman Marcus 94th annual Christmas catalog, which you can find online if you want to have a good laugh. Because you will say, no, that's ridiculous. Although the filthy rich do stuff like that. I remember working at the La Costa Resort, and there was he was a prince. They called him Prince Saud. I don't know the guy's whole story, but he'd, through his luxurious lifestyle, eaten himself to 500 pounds. He was enormous.
Oh boy.
And he moved into the La Costa Resort. So he lived there to lose weight.
Oh.
Like, he moved from wherever he was, moved in, and had to have spent more than $345,000 trying to drop that weight.
And how did that go?
It was, it didn't go.
Oh.
It's hard to tell a prince what to do.
Yeah.
When they've never been told what to do in their whole entire life.
And plus, it's exercise is very difficult.
Right. Yep. So everyone ran around catering to him instead of saying, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
That's a no.
Drop and give me 10.
Yeah. Get on the treadmill and don't
I
talk
will
anymore
not.
The rest of the day.
No.
We'll come get you when you're done. Anyway, let me see. Where am I? Time. Oh, jeez.
Louise.
Jeez Louise, man.
While we're talking about some of the stuff that maybe you made during this pandemic, here are some of the hobbies. A lot of Americans picked up new hobbies as they're stuck inside this year. Many say it helped improve their mental health. Like, this was their coping mechanism.
It is
finding
helpful.
Something to do. Mm-hmm. Cooking and baking was the top hobby.
Well, there
reading.
You've got a kitchen right there. Oh,
right.
God,
well, and yeah, I mean, you've got time, and at some point,
and you're so
like,
inspired by everyone else's banana bread.
Right.
You're going to do your own.
Reading, video games, doing things with old photos like framing and organizing them, playing board games, meditation, painting and drawing, creating personalized cards, hiking, and sewing or knitting. So a lot of this stuff that you're going to get for Christmas this year is because people were trying to not go crazy.
I would love that. I actually feel like, you know, not to be a dork, but Christmas is super commercialized, especially when you have little kids. They want the doll or the thing that they've seen advertised over and over again.
They sure do.
And man, you know, as an older person now, I actually just like a note. I've, you know, the last few years, that's all I've asked for. Vaughn has done me a couple of, did a whole rap song for me. And that's so meaningful. Like, that's They thought of you and created something.
And not to minimize Vaughn's efforts, but Vaughn is an incredible writer. So,
I have two framed things from him. They're awesome.
Yeah, that wasn't him stepping out on a limb, though. I remember him saying, yeah, I just sat down and wrote this.
And it was fan freaking ta- And you know what? It meant the world to me, to hear his thoughts.
Yeah, he is. Nice. He's... And you know what? The cool thing for anyone who doesn't follow Vaughn on Instagram,
he
was
so
a part
happy.
Of our show for a while, and he did our cameras, and of course, we're no longer at work, so that job went away. He's doing great.
He looks
way better than he was.
He looks blissful.
His house has this beautiful view. Like, he's doing really good.
Yay, Vaughn.
I'm super happy for
Vaughn
him.
The wizard lands on his feet.
Not just lands on his feet, better. Mm. He's better than he was. He
didn't even land.
Great.
He's got wings now, you guys. That's how good life is for him.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Sarah's right. You can get an RV for under $30,000, but you need to make sure you have the proper tow vehicle for its weight. When COVID is over, perhaps go to an RV show. They're fun. No pressure to buy. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to buy the truck and the RV in 1 year. So it would probably be buy the truck, have that. Then next year, if everything's gone okay and we haven't fallen into another pandemic, then maybe I can get the actual trailer.
I really want the self-contained thing, the RV that you drive it and you're sitting in it. Because backing those trailers up is a nightmare. That's not easy. That's like special way of doing stuff.
Yeah, I think the whole thing can be difficult. All of it.
You have a trailer sitting right in your yard, don't you, Nicole?
Yep, and I have to help my dad every time he comes home with it.
It's so difficult. It's like counterintuitive to back the thing up. You have to actually turn the opposite way that you want the trailer to go some reason.
It's like a science. So we have to move the cars in a position on the street. So one, nobody parks there, and two, he has room to whip it in, and then I have to stand at a certain point so he can see me, because when I'm standing there, then
he's got to aim for you.
Make sure that I stand there, because then he can't see the roof, and if he's coming too close to me, then he's gonna hit the roof.
So
it's a science. And then once he's good, then you start walking back and ushering, doing the whole hand movements. So
you need those the light flares or light sticks that they use at the airport.
It's a whole show. Sometimes the neighbors come out, just sit and watch.
Seems so fun.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys have it figured out, right?
Yeah. He prefers when I'm home, because I'm the loudest, so he can hear me, because, he's in his truck.
You're the loudest.
You
huh?
seem loud. You seem like a...
No,
regular
girl. I'm the loudest one out of my sisters, so I'm yelling, and he can hear me. And then my mom's not really descriptive.
Not a yeller.
She's a yeller. She's just not descriptive. She's to the left. No, my left. And my dad's
you're not helping. You're not helping, Rose.
So then I just go out and do it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Cindy Blackman Santana.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.